Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Any, just out of curiosity, I know there was some mixed feelings last week about how the game was paced and how it was feeling. I'm just curious to see if anybody has felt differently after playing Chapter 2.
Yes.
That's good.
It's gone up one tiny notch for me.
Yeah, surprisingly, I kind of found Chapter 2 a little bit less exciting than Chapter 1.
What?
I know.
I felt the opposite.
I know. I don't know why. Maybe it was just a mood thing, probably. Very moody. Anyways.
I thought the chapter, or episode 2, I should say, was... It felt a little shorter. I don't know if it was a short episode or it just seemed that way.
I know playtime for me was only like an hour and 40 minutes, maybe, if that.
Really? Yeah, I think so too. It was a little bit shorter than the first one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think the full game, I was looking online today, like different streams, it's only like a little over 6 hours, so some of them are probably less than 2 hours.
Interesting.
Which is kind of weird, because I'm pretty sure that Life is Strange was pretty solid on the 2 hours every time.
Yeah, it was 2 hours, and the last chapter was like close to three.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you took 45 minutes to make a decision. At the very end, you're like,
not true.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Probably so.
Calling up every friend on your phone. What do I do? What do I do?
I like to call a friend, please.
Yeah.
Call a friend.
Yeah, you don't have that luxury in The Wolf Among Us. Well, it looks like Monzo's playing The Wolf Among Us.
I'm going back and looking at my decisions because I played it close to a week ago. So
he was like, what game are we... Oh, The Wolf Among Us. I'd better get on that right now.
Yeah, I can't play it at all. He was crashing on me.
Wait, really?
Dude, I'm getting so pissed. I can't even describe to you how, like, it flames just shooting out of my eyeballs. The game crashes in every single time I try to play it. It'll, like, work for... like a half an hour and just randomly in the middle of a sentence it'll just crash.
Are you on console or PC?
No, I'm playing on my Mac.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there's your
problem. Yeah, there's your problem.
There we go.
Your mouth's all over the break.
Pepcak right there.
Unbelievable. No, but it's just annoying. Whatever. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
People can all shut up. Mac hater.
I'm selling mine.
I want it.
What, now you're collecting them?
Well, yeah, no one's going to buy it probably, right?
Oh, I'm sure I'll find a stupid enough person to buy one.
I like
them. I mean, you found one already.
They're a little expensive for me. But I do like the computers. They're good for, art programs.
Indeed. Well, Steph, start us off with a discussion point, if you'd be so kind.
Absolutely. So, probably a quick question, but even though you didn't really have a choice in the matter, this kind of stuck out to me while I was playing. Do you think that memory wiping the officers at the precinct at the beginning of the chapter was the best decision?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I mean,
I felt bad, but things would get so much worse otherwise.
Oh, true. 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 I just hope that there wasn't any lasting effects.
They didn't take, what was it? There were some pictures or something that they left on the table that they didn't take with them.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, you're not going to grab everything before you leave?
Oh my god.
Oh no, no, oh, no. It was the tape and the camera. That's what they didn't take.
Yeah, so there's like video of the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what idiots.
They're walking out the door and I'm like, you forgot something. They might, were just might want to go back and grab that. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Given those two guys, I wouldn't. I wouldn't expect them to think about such things, anyways.
Yeah.
Walk out in a huff. Well. No pun intended. Big bad wolf.
Which also reminds us of his Huff and Puff brand cigarettes.
Like, yeah.
Come on, guys.
He's the only one who smokes them.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if he's got, like, stock in the company.
He might even own it.
Yeah.
Silent partner or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I was playing through, and by playing through, I mean watching. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Really aggravating. But I already expressed that. I was watching it play through, and it's actually not bad. I mean, it plays like a movie anyway, so it's kind of nice to watch it. But
yeah.
But the guy I'm watching is like a saint. Everything he chooses is like, he's just like, oh, I'm going to be nice, and I'm never going to say anything wrong.
That's no fun.
I know, right? I'm like, stay F you, stay F you, but he doesn't ever do it. Anyways. anyways.
What was that?
I don't know. Steph's harassing me, I think. I can't tell. Now she's just gone dark. What?
Oh, no, I was just laughing like that because that's kind of how I play as well. But
oh.
Go ahead.
Oh. Well. Anyways, we know who the goody two-shoes is in the group.
Get out of here.
Get out of the own group. So, but what I'm noticing is that, like, I think it's, say it's Ichabod Crane who mentions it. He talks about, like, it's pretty clear that the characters are very negatively impacted by the world, like the city that they live in. And obviously they're coming from a place where things sort of end up happily ever after. And they sort of sorrowfully looking back on those simple lives. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, I mean, I know what the writers are trying to say, but does it kind of go deeper than that? Like, what's the world view here that we're seeing? Is it, you know, the world is corrupt and there's no hope? Or, like, you know, if there's no happy endings in our world?
What, they wish that they could go back to those fairy tale?
Yeah, I mean, they do touch upon that a little bit. Like, you know, here we are, this world sucks, and we had it good where we come from. There's a conversation about that in the beginning of the chapter. I don't know if you guys recall. They're in the car and they're going to visit, I think, E at the interrogation.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this with Ichabod?
Yes.
Yeah, this was it right after he springs you from the police station?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I had little interest in really communicating with him, so I may have missed something in there.
Gotcha. I mean, it is pretty dark. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of even losing hope playing the game, like, listening to these guys talk, because, like, everything they're going through is just so rough. Like, it's almost too unrealistic, because, like, everybody in Fable Town or whatever they're from is having a bad day, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, they do have kind of a rough time of it because they have to worry about hiding themselves.
Yeah, true.
Hiding their true identity. They have to worry about, you know, some of them have to worry about keeping in glamour.
True.
You know, so they're kind of in, you know, what do they call it? The third floor? The third floor? Where the witches are that make the glamour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third or 13th?
It might be the 13th floor. That would make more sense, Franco. I was like, third floor doesn't seem very high up, but 13th, we'll go with 13. Yeah, so they do, I mean, they do kind of have a, you know, and they kind of came there with nothing. That's what, you know, because I did go through and read, like, the dossier of, you know, the characters so far at the end of chapter 2. And, you know, it mentioned, I think it was Beast. It was saying that, you know, he lost all of his fortune when they left, you know, when they came to Fabletown. And so, you know, they, like, he has to work, like, Beast has to work, like, 3 or 4 jobs to, you know, and then plus there's still titled money because then Beauty has to get the job at the seedy hotel or motel. But, you know, so they do have quite a rough time, I think, all around.
Must be tough getting a regular job there.
Well, you know, you'd have to work for yourself unless you hid yourself among, you know, among the humans.
Hmm.
You'd have to work, like, amongst Fabletown.
No one wants to do that.
No.
Seems like, yeah, none of them have legitimate jobs. I mean, they all either work in some sort of...
The strippers have, yeah. I'm sure, they seem to have legitimate jobs.
Well, I mean, let's say a good job.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Nobody's a banker or a accountant.
Oh, no. No. Probably no one even uses a bank in Fabletown.
No, it's all
the types to kind of, yeah, they seem like the types to kind of, like, hide their money, like, under the floorboards.
Right.
Any other thoughts on that? Okay.
Yeah, they all seem pretty unhappy.
Yes.
I guess
I just
go ahead, Cheeser.
No, it just seems like that's kind of a little point to make us really feel their despair, like they're... What else are they going to do, you know? And now all of a sudden, all of this worse stuff's happening. And it really is dark, like you're saying, and I think it's really trying to give us this, I don't know.
A seedy underbelly.
Yeah. You know, like a hopelessness. And so hopefully in a couple more episodes or before it gets to the end, they'll show us a little glimmer of that.
Yeah. And really, it's not anything new with storytelling. I mean, there are, you know, several movies or shows or, you know, that kind of keep that kind of dark undertone and everyone is kind of in a hard situation. But then usually, you know, whether this follows the same antidote, but usually they kind of do that in the beginning to kind of show, you know, make the ending even more hopeful than what it would be if they were all living okay lives.
True.
You know, the thing that's tough about the way this is presented, you know, this kind of hopelessness, despair, darkness, where everyone's having a hard time, mm-hmm. this game, it does kind of make it difficult to really stay motivated. I mean, I like this story and the things that happen in between, but honestly, I could probably not finish the game and really not be sad about it. I want to know what happens, but there's also this, I feel like there's a lack of a hook because it's so dark. Like,
yeah.
I might be off if I don't play it, but I'm committed to it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I feel the same way. As well said.
Yeah, I felt the same way after the first episode.
You're feeling a bit better now?
This episode made it slightly better, but still,
okay.
Like what Cheeser said, if I never pick up the game again, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really hooked. Maybe I don't know.
You're freaking
I want to finish
up.
It. Like I had a really hard time not going on to the next episode.
Same here, yeah.
Well, that's good.
You guys are off the rails.
Well, I still don't even disagree with you on that point. I mean, I have to finish it. I mean, there is this need to understand what's happening, but. Yeah. So I still don't disagree with that idea. So it's a good thing you are very interested into it.
As much as it's, I've chosen this sort of, I hate to say it, the Mr. Softy route.
Oh boy!
And so you know, with the redemption, well, I'm latching into the redemption aspect.
No judgment here.
That's okay. I'm latching into that, you know, the redemption motif for Wolf, and now that you guys were talking about it, it's like even the. Or Snow White, you know, trying to resolving herself now to, you know, seeing the plight of some of the lesser fables and trying to, you know, bring up the community. So it's like, well, maybe we can, you know, I hate this. I know it sounds like Disney. I'm trying to, you know, try. Can we get a happy ending out of this?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that too.
Make a happy ending based on your choices alone.
That's interesting. I don't know, you know, if the game's locked into an ending or. You know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's the intention, that maybe you making those choices might make the difference that you want. It'd be nice if it was true.
Yeah. Imagine that there's some kind of locked in ending, or maybe with a slight variance, you know? I don't know. I mean, this is no Walking Dead. I enjoyed Walking Dead from the gate, you know, and I know Wolf Among Us is a little bit slower. Anybody else play Walking Dead? I forget who else.
Yeah,
I played it.
I did.
I have
not. You guys feel the same way, or?
I don't know. It feels about the same to me.
Really?
Yeah, I actually find this slightly more compelling than The Walking
Dead.
Really? Yeah, I just think that the characters are grabbing me a lot more than The Walking Dead, where I was just like, oh, they're just random humans trying to survive, whereas these people, I don't know, I'm more into their motivations.
I have the complete opposite.
A thing for zombies.
I thought that there was more, like, at stake in Walking Dead. I felt like I was having more of an impact on the story, and the choices I made were more drastic than Wolf Among Us.
And the characters seemed to be a lot more likable.
A lot more what?
Likable.
Yeah, true. And the ones that aren't likable, you just kill.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's pretty easy.
Wow.
That's how you deal with that.
Sounds like a winner.
It is.
What, you guys didn't kill? You guys look at me like I'm the outcast.
Looking at you.
Break, never killed anyone.
Wait, are we talking about Walking Dead? Or
that's not real, dark.
Yeah. Armonzo. Jeez. Yeah, move along quick.
So, guys, did the reveal of a not-dead Snow surprise you? Or was the character even established enough for you to even care if Snow was actually dead or not?
Yeah, oh, I care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I cared, yeah. And I was surprised at first, but then I was like, oh, you guys. Because, you know, it's such a, obviously they did that, you know, in hindsight. Like, duh.
True. Yeah. So, I was surprised by Snow coming back. And then that was my deck message. Thank you, Sam.
Because you're playing Undertale there?
Was that Undertale?
That was Sans's text noise for my notifications on my phone. Where was I? Oh, I was surprised that Snow came back. And I did miss her. But then I thought back in chapter one. I don't know if any of you else caught this. Talking to the mirror, it didn't say that Faith was dead. It showed Faith's father was dead in the graveyard somewhere, but it didn't say Faith was dead. It said that her location was hidden by a powerful magic. So I'm pretty sure Faith's alive somewhere.
Yeah.
Based on what happened with Snow.
That could be possible, yeah.
Do you think that, you think Snow or Faith is another result of bad glamour?
Or I think so.
Misuse of glamour, I should say.
Yeah.
Because even with, like, the strippers or dancers or whatever you want to call them, they all had those ribbons. So those ribbons didn't seem hard to come by. That wasn't something unique to Faith, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. Well, I guess that might even kind of point towards them kind of maybe possibly going towards that, is that they didn't go back after realizing that Snow's body was just a glamour spell. It didn't show them going back to check Faith's body.
I don't think they found the body.
Yeah. Oh, did they not find the body?
Yeah, I think it was just a head.
There's a head.
Okay.
But that raises a good question. Where's the head?
Didn't Ichabod said he was going to take it, or am I making things up?
That he was going to take the body or
the head? No, the head.
Well,
I think so.
Okay.
That sounds right. Familiar.
Right.
Oh. I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. No, since we're on the topic of glamour, I kind of jotted this down on my own notes, and I was curious what you guys think. I mean, I'm fast-forwarding a bit here, not really going in order, but Holly, the troll sister there from the bar, her sister winds up dead. That's the one you figure out is Snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, because she's like, well, you know, she was using glamour to hook up and make money. And that is all well and good. Like, I can buy that theory, but I'm wondering, though, if there's a different reason. And maybe I'm digging too deep here, but, like, obviously she was killed wrongfully because someone thought she was Snow. Right? Am I on the right track so far here?
Well, there or was somebody wanted her to be like Snow.
Yeah, they were,
it was,
they were fulfilling a fantasy of theirs.
It was room 207.
What?
Room 207?
Yeah.
Towards the end? At the end of the chapter?
Yeah.
The room they investigate.
Yeah.
It had all the Snow White stuff in there.
It was a fantasy. It wasn't so much about...
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, okay. Here's my theory about that. Is that it seems that Ichabod has, like a perverse, messed up thing for Snow White.
Yeah.
And my theory is, so he sets up this whole thing with her... And then somebody else comes in and kills this fake Snow to send a message. I think the Ichabod is not the killer. I think Ichabod's the one who set up the glamour and everything, but then somebody else is the killer. That's my theory at this point, anyway.
I think you're thinking too much about that.
Well, because then you kind of lose... You know, Faith is still dead. Faith wasn't dressed up to be Snow White. So it wasn't...
You already looked like...
Right.
True.
So, there's still a killer.
I don't know if Faith is a incident of fake glamour. I think Faith's probably really dead. That's my theory.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm thinking. I mean, this is completely... Now I'm overthinking it, too, but I always do that with everything, so I might as well keep with tradition. What if Snow knew she was a target? And, like... How got someone to glamour her, and then she died, or someone thought, I don't know.
If that was the case, I mean, she has not been acting like she has any knowledge of it, so.
No telltale sign.
Well, yeah, because she's a guilty person.
I mean, that would be a good turn, but I think that they're kind of playing, I mean, she is the kind of the only hopeful slightly hopeful character in the game.
And come on, she's the fairest of them all. So, she wouldn't be... That wouldn't happen.
She's not the fairest of them all in this world. She's freaking...
How do you know?
Like the rest of them.
How do you know?
Well, look at her. She's all mad all the time and everything.
What?
What?
Look at her.
She's got tattoos and piercing.
He doesn't have tattoos and piercings. No,
it's the same Snow White.
The way tattoos and piercings.
No, like the way Bowden's been like describing her. I mean, look at her. I mean, come on.
Look at her. She's not the fairest of them all in this, but I mean, look at her.
She's not. Look at her.
Oh man.
I would be fair beauty myself, but that's just me.
Wow.
Noted.
Moving on.
No, I would like to agree with was it Caesar? It was about Ichabod and being framed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it just occurred to me. You know, you go through the photos, and it occurred to me as I looked at the photo with Ichabod. I was like, "Well, wait a minute, who took the photo?" So I think that might be a photo of him getting caught in the act, so to speak, and maybe he ran out of the room. And...
Interesting theory, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, unless he set up a camera, which is possible.
Or Lily was taking selfies, because, hey, it's the new millennium.
Just another Friday night. Bar.
Anyways. good chat.
Well, I think Faith is alive somewhere and has a bigger part to play than the victim.
Really? That's interesting. Wow. I don't see that at all. Like, I just see her as kind of like a meh character. Like.
Well, even before, like, let's say Ichabod's not the killer, and I'm not saying that Faith is the killer either, but like, she also, by that note, wanted to meet up before Lily met up with Ichabod.
I don't know if we've met the killer yet, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know that either, but we're finding out more about Faith and where she was prior to her disappearing, even when, like, I don't know, even though she's supposed to be dead. But there's little clues saying True. That she's not.
True.
Anybody got a theory? I'm trying to work on the theory of the whole "our lips are sealed" phrase that they keep all the strippers, Faith, and the other.
I kind of theorize that it could be a magic spell.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
keeping them from actually talking about whatever it is.
And they've referenced some sort of, like, I don't remember what they called him, like the mysterious man, whatever. Who seems to be this overarching figure, and whether we've already met this person or not, like, I think that they're sort of the real puppet master here behind, like, the Georgie is this, like, sinister character and everything. I think that they're all, and Tweedledum and Dee, working for this guy who is enchanting people and controlling people in all these different ways. Not just, like, he's not just controlling people by being their boss, he's also controlling them by literally enchanting them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good thought.
So,
yeah, characters that we've also only barely touched on too is the king, whether he lived or died, and Bluebeard.
Yes. Yeah, we finally got to meet Bluebeard in this chapter.
Is it just me, or am I not? I'm not aware of where Bluebeard is from.
You have to read his little bio to. Okay. Have it, but he's just a random character. I don't know.
They kind of stole him from the pirates, I guess.
From the pirates?
But he seems a little, like, overdone to me. Like, he seems like the false villain, you know? They're, like, trying to like, he's so over the top. It's not really subtle how much they're trying to make us think he's bad. I don't
know. I feel the same way about Grendel.
Yeah.
Just kind of playing. Yeah, that crazy dude with the one eye in the bar. They call him Gren. I think it's Grendel.
The big white thing.
Yeah.
That was supposed Beowulf. To be?
From Beowulf, yeah.
I get it. I think
that's what that's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Hated the book, loved the movie.
I know, the movie's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Stan and I, did you see that with me in IMAX?
The CG one?
First came.
Yeah.
Movie's sweet.
I haven't seen it.
It's awesome.
Make sure you understand the book.
I'll have to see it.
Who reads?
I had that in high school.
I mean, I read the bios in the video games. Like, I read while I'm gaming. So, yeah, I read.
I thought you were going to say I read the Bible. Like, wow.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring that up.
While you're playing a video game. Wait, I'm on a 20 kill. That's I'm on a 20 kill streak. But wait, I gotta get hold on to this chapter. Hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry, Franco. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say that. Yeah, I got like halfway through Beowulf in high school, and like, you know, half understood it. But then I watched the movie, and I'm like, oh, that's what they're
all
talking
became
about.
Clear. Mind blown. Yeah.
Simple story.
So, how did you guys choose to interrogate the woodsman? And what were the results of your chosen method of interrogation? And why did you choose to go about it in the way that you did?
The woodsman or Tweedle whatever?
Tweedledum, right?
It was depending on who you arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I got the woodsman.
Forgot about that.
Do you arrest one of them at the end of the first chapter?
Yes.
That's one. Yeah, whoever you tackle, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think I was the only one that arrested the woodsman.
I do
Everyone
too.
Everyone else was the other guy. Oh, okay, thank you. Well, so with Tweedledum or D, you're dumb. Which one do you guys have?
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Wow.
Well, you're
anyways.
Dumb.
They really should have a shirt with their name on it.
Children.
So yeah.
Yeah. They really should. I have no idea who I have.
But,
it's D in the chair, I believe.
Okay. Did they give you an option of, like, I mean, did they give you, like, an option of, like, to do it, like, an easy interrogation or to go hard on him?
Yeah, you had the option of violent-type things hitting him or not, or just threatening, and then either falling through or coming up short.
Yeah. It was kind of the same thing with the woodsman.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I went close, but I never actually got violent because I actually decided to listen to Ichabod when he said no violence. And so
turn over a new leaf, huh?
Yeah, well, I had a little strategy. Because Bluebeard was there and he was, you know, all ticked off and looked like he was ready to do some. And I was like, well, I'll
good cop.
Yeah. And
yeah, that's
and
what I was thinking too.
He keeps popping up saying, you got him to talk. Oh, you got him to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that worked well for moving that part of the story along. And then of course, with that one, you know, I'm guessing it might be similar. Bluebeard gets sick of the dancing around of the interrogation if you go soft, and he just starts wailing on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the same thing with the woodsman.
So I got to I was non-violent just because I didn't want to put the effort into being violent.
Wow.
And
it's so hot. Yeah. My
God. It got to the point where Bluebeard was getting frustrated where he was going to start beating up the woodsman, so I intervened, and it was Snow that walked in at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, they did the same thing.
Yeah. So.
I used violence when I ran out of other options. So when, like, I was getting, like, I was able to make him talk through nonviolent options, but then they wouldn't work anymore. So I was like, all right, guess I have to hit him.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do anyway? Something doesn't work, hit it.
No! No!
Every time.
Well, in the 90s, yeah.
So
in
the
90s.
perhaps that's why the Mac's giving you problems.
It still works. I'll tell you what, I just replaced my iPhone, but before that, I had to smack it to get it to work.
Wow!
I'm kidding.
With Tweedledee, did you have the alcohol and cigarettes as an option too, or was it different?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Wait, alcohol and cigarettes?
Cigar.
Oh, cigar. Okay.
Also, like where?
I didn't have any of that.
Because it was on the table next to them.
Yeah.
So.
Then he had a roll of money, and you also gave him his money back. I just left the money on the tray. I didn't take the money.
Yeah, now I wish I'd taken it.
I know, this game is punishing you.
There was money
for not stealing. Or Tweedledee, Tweedledee had a roll of cash.
The woodsman did not have any money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I went super soft on the woodsman, because I didn't really think that he was that guilty. I just went after him in the last chapter, because I knew the most about him and his involvement with Faith. And so I didn't really think that he was guilty of killing her. I just wanted to question him. And, so I went soft on him. I was a big softy. It was completely against Wolf's character, but I was, like, offering him a cigarette, offering him a drink. Yeah.
Wow. I bet they're all confused about you. Like, who is this guy?
Oh, no, I agree. I went with the whole redemption thing, so yeah.
Yeah.
Gave him the drink, gave him the cigar, and practically made him cookies.
Yeah, I was super nice to the little frog kid.
Oh, yeah. How could you not?
Tried to comfort him, and he, like, backed away from
you.
So, wait, didn't anyone not get violent at all?
I didn't.
I didn't.
I never had to get violent.
Yeah.
I didn't get violent.
Because was TJ really scared of you? Because he was really scared of me after watching me beat up Tweedledee.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we didn't beat up... I didn't beat up the woodsman, so he didn't... Or he was in a different place.
Yeah, that was a Nickabuck office.
Yeah, but you go upstairs and Toad and TJ are watching you on the magic mirror.
That's right.
Oh, is that what that is?
Right.
Wow.
I didn't even put two and two together with that.
The call, Mons.
Yeah, very
so,
good.
So, like, TJ was really afraid of me, and I was like, all right, I have to tread really lightly here.
Yeah, that was an unintended... I didn't even notice that. That's a great catch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was Mr. Softy, so he wasn't that scared of me, yeah.
What's funny about that is because, like, I had that violent experience in the beginning of the chapter, I was totally pacifist for the rest of the time. Like, cause oh, who's watching me in the magic mirror now? I don't know. And I'm trying to play Wolf as, like, this redemptive type character. So, like, I'll get my hands dirty when I need to.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to, like, smash all the things in the strip joint or whatever.
Yeah, scare another frog kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, did anyone...
Maybe TJ's just some weird voyeur or something.
Did anyone be violent towards Georgie?
Nope.
No, but I came close. Yeah. I kept being like, I'm going to have to smash something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I kept going through and I'm like, all right, this time I'm going to smash something. I'm like, no, wait, let's see what happens. Yeah. No, this time I'm going to do it. No. So
That was exactly how I was. Yeah. And then finally he got to the barrel and I was like, I'm going to smash it. I have to smash something because it's giving me, like, every opportunity to smash everything in this room. And I was like, I'm going to smash it. And yeah. But then that uncovered the thing, so...
I got to the DJ equipment, and I was like, I really can't smash that.
He appreciates the good equipment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey.
You know what a turntable costs these days?
Oh, I know, exactly.
All right, then. Well, I'll never get over the awkward silences. It's just all of a sudden just nothing. It's just such one of the greatest parts of this group. Thank you, Mason. We're just kind of bouncing back and forth here between both of our notes, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's been
go for
going
it.
Well. Let's see. I'm curious about... the storyline is pretty layered and there's a lot going on. I kind of feel like, and again, I'm watching, I'm hoping I can get a chance to play chapter 3, but there's a lot going on and there's like a lot to be thinking about. Anybody having trouble keeping up? I mean, you guys are engaged, but is there any theories like who's lying? Who can we trust? What's going on? Who's the killer? Any suspects? Like, who's making the strongest case for suspect at this point?
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, that's... The game's pushing you that way, which means we're going to have a switchback at some point. It just seems that's the way this game is going to, you know, has been operating, you know.
I
put you down this way, and then...
I still think it's the Queen of Hearts, though.
Yeah, I can see it.
Has not made an appearance yet, you never know.
Although at this point, I don't have any theories of who the killer is, only that Faith is looking suspicious.
I think Cheezer mentioned it again, but I think the King is suspiciously... I mean, he's away on something, but they keep talking about him, but nobody knows where, you know. So it's like the unnamed person. Hmm.
And wasn't it the King's seal that was on the ribbon, Faith's ribbon that was in her mouth? Or was that the...
Wasn't that because...
No, that was her family ring.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's how you found out that she was donkey skin.
Yeah, that she was the daughter.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Donkey.
Okay.
I don't really care what happens next, but I do hope that we get to see the farm where all the magical... animal creatures are.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, the farm.
I want to see the
farm.
That
sounds creepy. I don't think
that. It does sound really creepy. That. That's why I want to see it. Like, I'm imagining some kind of like what's the book called? Farm Animals? Is it Farm Animals?
Yeah. Farm? Sure.
Animal Farm.
Animal Farm. Animal Farm. Oh my gosh, Animal Farm.
Animal Farm. That's what I'm imagining. Yeah.
I'm picturing Animal Crossing.
I want to see it.
It sounds like, though, that they throw you down some well to get there, though.
I don't think it's a real place. I imagine you die there.
It's like some factory.
Because what's his name comes back? The pig does. He travels to and fro.
Maybe he doesn't actually go.
There. And if you read about it in the dossier, or whatever the heck it's called, it talks about that that's where they send the animals that can't use the glamour.
Right.
I think.
To their death.
Yeah, it's just a hot dog factory.
Exactly. It's a bacon house.
I just don't think that it's a very pleasant place, so that's why I'm imagining Animal Farm.
So, let me just clarify. Not everyone uses glamour, right? Because there are some people like Snow doesn't need use glamour, right?
He doesn't need to.
Right. So, it's only if you're a freak of nature.
Like the frogs. Yeah.
The frogs, yeah.
Okay,
the frogs.
Well, they're not a freak of nature. It's only if you're not blessed with the appearance of normality.
Correct.
Humanoid form.
I mean, that was a really kind way of putting it, but this is nature.
Yes, the piggies have to use glamour, but they can't afford it.
Just because they look like animals does not mean they are animals.
That's true. So Toad, is he just like a... Is he from a specific fairy tale?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
Mr.
Toad.
Which is, I don't know if that's a Disney thing or just taken out of lore. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Wild Ride?
Yeah, it's Mr. Toad.
It is a fairy tale.
Never heard of it.
Oh, guys.
It's a whole animated movie on it, too.
Oh, I have another question. Is Belle like a trademarked name by Disney for Beauty, or is that...
The original name is Beauty.
It is. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the other question I have is, I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
Sorry.
Steps right on point with the Disney stuff.
Yeah, let's go, Diz nerd. Do these glamour people, these fairy fables, whatever the frick they're called, do they interact with regular people? Like, I mean, okay, so the woman who's interrogating Bigby, is she a fable in the beginning of this chapter?
No.
Right, so she's a regular cop, right?
Yeah, she's a Mundy.
She's a Mundy, right? So they do interact with them, but like, do the Mundys know that they're fables?
I don't think so.
In their world?
No.
They're like muggles.
Okay, so they don't know they exist, which is why they use the glamour.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why they use the glamour, so that way they can hide themselves, because if the Mundys knew they existed, they would be freaks.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was something like, you know, as long as they're just, like, they know about them, maybe, but...
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No, I think it's very Men in Black kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just thinking, that's all.
Hmm?
No, nothing. Everybody chill. I was just thinking about things. That's all. Move along.
What have you to say for this leader?
I mean, who wants to jump down my throat now? Line up.
What, teaser?
A sympathetic human.
Oh, yeah. So did you guys promise Holly her sister's body? Why or why not?
I did
because she said that they need to burn it or else something bad happens, and I was like, holy crap, I do not want undead trolls.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, your mind went there, huh?
Yeah, troll zombies, not happening.
Undead troll army? That'd be horrendous.
That would be.
Yeah. Zombie trolls? Oh, yeah. I did it. I did it because, I just kind of felt bad for her after that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Any thoughts? That's it?
I don't remember what I did. I think I said that I'd have to, check with Crane or something? Is that an option?
Oh, you said you'd check with Crane? I was like, forget Crane. Forget him. And I'm glad that I chose that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just passed that one off.
All right. Do you have another question, Chris? Next one.
No, I'm out of questions.
You're out of questions? I thought you had
Seven. Like, oh, you mean like actual questions?
Yeah, actual questions, dude. Yeah.
Does this mean you're not interested in my spontaneous questions?
I didn't
what
say that.
What are you moaning about, Ben? Alright, no, I'll see. I had one that we kind of already talked about. I mean, but since we're on the topic of glamour, I was kind of throwing the idea around in my head, like, what if glamour was something in our world? Like, how easily would that be abused? And how do we know it's not actually happening in our world right now?
Huh? That's deep. Right there. You're just on a mission to blow my mind.
Yeah, dude. What if there are fables, right? What if one of you is a fable?
You start talking about reptiles and Illuminati, I'm out of here.
My money's on Steph, but being fable. Well, she's the one who's got all the answers. She's the book of fables, for crying out loud. Nobody suspects a thing, right? I'm wrong, of course.
Nope. You're absolutely wrong.
Well, anybody else? Gosh.
I could easily say that LA is full of people selling glamour, but...
Right. Yeah, I think for sure it's a metaphor. But it's kind of going along with our, you know, just drug use. I mean, I think kind of going along with drug use today, you know? In a way. Kind of not.
I'd even go farther than drug use. I'd say, I mean, plastic surgeons.
Sure.
Yeah, it's all about
makeup
the vanity.
Products. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a better analogy than the drugs, because yeah, like the whole just doing stuff to fit in with society, with those around you that you deem, you know, are perfect.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, what if you could? I thought she was still talking. I don't know. Like, that was quite a cliffhanger stuff.
I was throwing her a rope with exactly.
I was like, wait a minute, did he catch something? So my question is, like, would you use? Say you could glamour. I mean, these people are obviously glamouring as humans, but let's say you could glamour as another human or a better. Yeah, a pig. But no, let's say the only way we could use it in our world is to glamour as another person. Would you do it?
Oh, it definitely glamours you.
Why would you ever do that? That's a terrible idea.
I mean, I think I would if I had a realistic way to abuse it. Like, right now I can't think of, like, who I glamour as, like, to try and abuse it. Like, I don't know. Glamour is my boss and then sit around. I don't know.
Yeah. If unlimited funds, like, it would totally be something for fun. But then would also, if it was something that really existed, it'd be something that would be substantially abused. And I would think outlawed.
Yeah, true. But that's why
it's heavily regulated.
Yeah.
Regulated.
I think that's kind of the point in this world.
Shield officers are the only one that can use it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you have a license for that glamour?
They what?
Go. I would think it would be on a huge sliding scale. I mean, you know, I want a glamour to look like Brad Pitt. Well, that's going to cost you a fair penny. You
know? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like glamour in general is just expensive, and I'd be too poor to get it, so no.
Yeah. It's glamour in the game is very expensive, and also glamour in real life is very expensive.
Yes.
That's
I'm
real
I'm curious
thought.
In this game how much, like, glamours are actually expensive to produce, and how much it's just that the people who make them are total exploitative jerks. Like, I get the feeling that they're kind of just jerks.
Well, they're magical beings on the 13th floor, apparently.
Well, yeah, that's the pros. The licensed manufacturers are on the 13th floor, but they're saying, like, well, Holly got
you're right.
A bad batch of glamour or something, you know, or, you know, something in a hurry.
Yeah.
Any of your thoughts?
We probably have time for like one more, Steph, if you have one, or we can just wrap up. I was gonna, we're about running out of time. Did you have anything else, Steph, that you wanted to mention?
Just what you guys thought about the investigation of room 207. I personally found it a little slow, that it drug on a bit. That just like to get everyone else's opinion on the finale of the episode, pretty much.
I just want to know why Beauty kept staying in the room. It's like, just get out and let me do my job.
And repeating everything that was going on.
Yes, like, you don't want to come in here, but I want to see you, I'm like,
yeah.
Hello, crime scene.
She wanted to monologue so bad.
You know, I'm kind of suspicious of Beauty because why didn't that key work for her?
Why didn't what?
The key work. She had, like, the master key and it didn't work for her.
Oh, it's a seedy, motel.
Well, you know?
That makes me suspicious. I think she's
basically. They don't even have a logbook of people coming in.
Well, yeah, for confidentiality and stuff. But
well,
I think,
but there's one thing about having a logbook and not revealing it to people, but usually every establishment or anything has some kind of bookkeeping service.
Absolutely.
To know what rooms are being taken and what rooms are not. I mean, granted, you could probably tell, but...
Well, that's all happening at the strip club, so...
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's if I remember right, it's strictly maintained by the dancers because the dancers have the keys.
Yeah.
And they hand the keys to the clients. But I think 207 was like, you know, somebody obviously higher up who has sole access to that room.
Yeah, because then she also mentioned that some of the rooms were long stays. And why would a dancer have, you know,
what's that?
I don't think that the hotel is exclusively used by the strip club. I don't think that's enough to keep it open. I think it's sort of mixed business.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you'd have business when you're trying to get a good night's rest and you hear what's going on in the next room.
I mean, hotels stay open in the real world too.
Oh goodness.
Did anybody else?
I think, as far as the extended stay thing, like, I think someone that would make a good hideout for someone with money, which we saw in
Ichabod. Yeah, true. Sticko.
Now, how Ichabod, like one of the most famous people in this little community, went unnoticed through whatever is beyond me. But again, everyone is, you know, clammed up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, any story tells us that all he has to do is put on glasses and no one would recognize him. Just a pair of glasses.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's something else about Ichabod. When he runs into the station and runs that memory wipe and he says it's for your protection, what if they actually had something on him at the same time?
There you go. Good theories. The theories could come out before the end of the show. I love it.
Could be.
No, the meeting, whatever the frick it's called. I keep thinking this is a podcast. It's not a podcast. I keep calling it a show. Well, we're about to wrap up. So what I was going to say, though, just really quick, if everybody wants to just, you don't have to all do it, but anybody seeing any cool stuff that they like at E3 so far? Just throw like one thing out there without going too far into it.
I have not had time to look at anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, man.
Spider-Man. I mean, I just saw a trailer for Dishonored posted, and I'm super pumped for that.
Yeah, Spider-Man does look cool, but I mean...
That and Last Guardian finally has a release date.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's only been a decade.
I know.
That's exciting. Is it like October?
Yes.
Yeah, October 25th.
Oh gosh, and I have a PS4.
Yeah.
I saw your post, Chris, so I'm sure you're going to... talk about that game. That looks pretty interesting. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just happy because that underdog, man, Hideo Kojima, he deserves it.
Yeah, that trailer was amazing.
Konami can suck it.
Norman Reedus holding Norman Reedus holding his Norman fetus.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Naked Norman Reedus, man. That's what the, people want. The people what they want. The model, dude, it looks amazing, though. It looks like it's really him. It's crazy.
I did watch a trailer for... It's the only trailer that I've watched, unfortunately, I think. But a trailer for Resident Evil 7. And even though I'm not, like, a big Resident Evil fan, and I'm kind of... I haven't played, like, the last three or four games... The game looked really amazing. I mean, like, the trailer looked really amazing.
I just downloaded the demo, so I'm excited.
It's full VR, too.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that, though, because of the whole game first person at that point. That's really weird, and I don't know how I feel about that. But, I mean, no Resident Evil in history has ever been first person, and it's just like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, let's make it VR.
So, I think it'll be good.
I don't know how I feel about this VR stream, but I won't go down that rabbit hole for your guys' sake.
Right.
But yeah. Anyways, just was curious what you guys are thinking. Some good stuff. I think it's a pretty solid E3 so far. I'm excited to see what else creeps out.
I really hope that I can find videos of the conferences.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're everywhere. Can. Yeah.
They're everywhere. PlayStation was live last night at like 9 o'clock Eastern time. Surprised you didn't catch it. They revealed God of War 4, which looks insane. They're completely overhauling it.
Yeah.
Stuff. But yeah. Right. Anyways.
So next week, guys, Chapter 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Woo-hoo. All right. Bye, guys.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.